listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 11th of April. The prep tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you, now that it's getting to be warm weather, many of you will do what I did for decades when it gets warm weather. Switch over to cotton socks for daily wear and get to spend the next 7 or 8 months with cold, clammy feet. Well, get yourself some merino wool socks. You'll be pleasantly surprised, like I was, that instead of cold, clammy feet all during the warm weather, I had comfortably warm, dry feet. Not hot, not cold, comfortably warm, dry feet with my merino wool sock, which I now wear year-round. So that's your prepper tip of the day. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. We have a patient waiting in agreement with my friend Steve Hunt. Steve is the proprietor of his company, Gold Wealth Financial. Their website's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link on my homepage to their homepage. And we'll be talking about the economy, about currency, about gold and silver, obviously, and about how you can protect yourself and the assets of your family from whatever's coming at us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Sir, there's a couple of different directions we could go. Now, the something you've been, and you and I have been talking about for several weeks, the Basel III protocols, which are now in place as of about 12 days ago or so, they're now in place. What impact have they had on the financial and banking industry these past 2 weeks or so?
Well, as of right now, there's not a lot still out there. You know, what I mentioned last week on the show, from what I'm being told, it's going to take about a month for us to start seeing the changes in prices, because for these banks, they're buying on a much grander scale. They're not buying from companies, obviously. They're buying straight from mints. And these mints have to go back out and place orders with miners, and those prices won't be reflected for probably, they say, 3 to 4, maybe even 5 weeks. But something that's popped up this week that was extremely interesting, I'm not sure if you caught it, did you happen to see that Trump has picked a couple of guys for the board to of the Fed?
No, and who are these choices for the? I thought that the president only appointed the chairman of the Fed. They also he also makes appointments to the board itself.
Yeah, he has picked. There's two open seats on the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, and the two people he chose was Stephen Moore and Herman Cain. And okay. If you know anything about these two gentlemen, you can go back. Well, first off, I mean, everybody knows when Trump was running for president, he told GQ in a very big interview, bringing back the gold standard would be, you know, wonderful. He said it would have a standard of which to base our money. You know, he's fully supported this. The other two gentlemen believe in it as well, and it's funny that he's bringing these guys in. Herman Cain more so than Mr. Moore, but Herman Cain even said gold is kryptonite, the big spending politicians. It is to the moochers and looters in government what sunlight and garlic are to vampires.
Right.
So he holds a master's degree in economics. You know, it's there's a lot of things being set up, and anybody who likes puzzles, this is a great puzzle. You know, first you tell banks you can buy gold and there's zero risk. Then you put people in power at the Fed that say, you know, we want a gold standard. You have a president who's in power who's all about a gold standard. Everything is being set up right before our eyes. You just got to put the puzzle pieces together. It's right there.
Right, right. Well, Donald Trump has been connected at the highest levels of international banking, international finance, international business for decades. Now, we have, for example, Bernie Sanders, a senator from Vermont, I believe it is, he's never had a real job in his life. Seriously, he's never had a real job, you know, unless you count being mayor of a small city before he was U.S. Senator. He's clueless as to how the world really works. He really is. And these other Democratic contenders are as well, as opposed to a real guy who has real world experience at the highest levels of banking and finance worldwide. And he knows very well that the Chinese and the Russians are doing the same thing. They're looking towards a gold standard. And they're doing it because it's the right thing to do. It's a safe thing to do. It's on the correct side of history instead of the wrong side of history. All those reasons are why Russia and China are looking at having gold-backed currency. And President Trump understands this, and he wants to help America be great again. And that's why he's doing it also. Right, Steve?
Well, absolutely, that's the case. I mean, this is what we all voted for. We wanted somebody that was business smart for the first time, and we wanted somebody that could come in and fix a debt problem, fix a currency problem, you know, a massive inflation problem. And, you know, unfortunately, the way to fix this is you have to create debt to fix a lot of these problems that he's fixed, and then you go in and you fix the currency problem. You don't fix the currency problem and then go into debt. I mean, he's doing it step by step exactly the way he's needed to do it. And
right.
He knows that Russia is, you know, ahead of the curve with this gold thing. China all of a sudden is leading a massive charge to become the next world reserve by backing their currency with gold. He knows what he's doing. He's not a dumb guy.
No,
he's setting things up piece by piece.
Not at all. There's a lot of detractors and people that don't know what they're talking about. I always wonder what's motivating them. But headed towards this goal of having a gold-backed currency is worthwhile on one hand. On the other, there are some things that are going to, between where we are now on the 11th day of April in 2019 and where we are settled down with the debt under control and a gold-backed currency, it's going to be a wild ride. Now, many of our listeners here, Steve, have participated in a pension, possibly run by a state, maybe the state of Illinois, for example. These pensions are in great jeopardy, aren't they, sir?
They are. The government is trying to borrow money from their pensions to keep in business for a lot of different programs, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. So if you're a listener and you are looking forward to a pension that, other than the federal government will honor their pensions, but these state and local governments, teachers' unions, various private pensions, many of them are at risk. And you should do your homework and find out if the pension that you've paid into for 10, 20, 40-plus years is at risk also. And once you've done that and you've determined to your own satisfaction that it's at risk, then you need to pick up the telephone and call Steve Hunt at 480-440-7100, because your financial future is at risk if that pension is at risk, isn't it, Steve?
Well, it sure is. I mean, you know, you can look at this a couple of different ways. One, any retirement account or pension account is going to be at risk because the government's having a hard time, you know, with these retirement accounts and saying that this money that they put there is going to be there when the time comes. But secondly, you know, when this thing happens, unfortunately, there's only one way for it to happen. They can't say we've changed over your money system into a gold-backed currency and you're completely fine. You know, you go back to 1933 when we confiscated gold, you know, everybody lost about 70% of their wealth. And that's just the way it happens. And you know, unfortunately, you're going to see prices change, and it's going to look kind of like, you know, well, we changed prices on gas and food and everything's a little bit different, so it's not that bad, but you're going to lose money. If you don't have some type of an insurance policy on your wealth, you don't put something into gold, you know, and whether it's 10%, 15%, 20%, it doesn't really matter. You've got to have something. It's just, that's all it is insurance. You're not trying to become wealthy or rich. You know, this isn't some Ponzi scheme. This is gold. There's no other investment that's older than gold.
Right, right. There's a lot of things at risk. We're literally no more than one election away from having people who I consider communists in charge of the White House. That's really scary. My belief is Donald Trump will be reelected the first Tuesday, November of 2020, on one hand. On the other, I can't count that as being an absolute fact, can I, Steve?
You know, I don't trust any part of the government. They'll do anything they can to get this man out of power. I mean, you look at this Mueller report and what they're doing, and you know, they come out and say the man is in the clear, you know, there's no collusion, and everything's great, you know, and everybody goes, well, we don't believe it, we want to read it for ourselves. You don't trust the Attorney General, who you guys were all saying, you know, he's the greatest guy in the world. Then all of a sudden he comes out and says, well, he's clean, and now you don't trust him.
Right.
They're doing everything in their power to get this man out. And you can go back as long as you want. You know, anybody who, look at JFK. JFK wanted to change things up. JFK didn't believe in the Fed as well. Look what happened to JFK.
Right.
Anybody who goes against the system, they seem to have a problem with.
Well, I think it was about 3 days before President Kennedy was laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. Before that event took place, Lyndon B. Johnson reversed an executive order that put the Federal Reserve at risk that had been signed into law by President Kennedy. Johnson was a lot of things, but he was no fool, and he wanted to live.
Yep.
And he knew what he had to do to live, which was reverse Kennedy's policy of issuing Treasury notes to take the place of Federal Reserve notes, which meant nobody was making any money on our money. Every dollar in your pocket, whether it's a $1 bill or a 20 or whatever it might be, is an instrument of debt that came into existence with debt bringing it into existence, where the Treasury notes that President Kennedy ordered to be printed carried no debt with them. You simply don't put at risk the most, you don't threaten, I should say, the most powerful people on the planet, the people that own the Federal Reserve, do you?
You can't. I mean, they have too much power over everything. You just can't.
No, you can't. And if you do, you end up with a very nice funeral at Arlington National Cemetery. Well, President Trump's the same age I am. I think there's a few months difference in our ages. He was a teenager, as I was, watching that whole thing unfold. I could walk up to the seat I was sitting at when I heard that President Kennedy had been shot. A very, very sad day in America. Well, President Trump's a smart guy, and he knows how to do this and survive it. And he's looked at history. He knows history. He knows the mistakes were made. He knows how to avoid them. And he will move forward and avoid the mistakes and bring us to where we need to be, which will be a solid financial footing for the future. It's going to be a tough trip from here to that point, won't it, Steve?
It will, but, you know, what you exactly said, he's going to do it. He's the only president that he's just not afraid. He doesn't care. I mean, he took the job knowing that he was going to create a ton of enemies. He just doesn't care. He's not afraid of anybody. He's ready to go head-to-head. I think he has a bunch of information on a lot of people, all these indictments that are ready to drop. You know, he's just holding things back. And he even said he's got a ton of information he's ready to release if anybody wants to go after him. He was waiting for the election to come up, you know, in 2020. I mean, the guy's got ammunition, and I think he's doing everything he can to try and help out our currency, help out our country. And, you know, he's willing to take some jabs at the same time. So he's going to bat for us, and you know, he's going to do this, and people are going to just have to prepare the best that they can.
That's right. That's right. Well, President Trump's doing his part, and all of us need to do our part to make sure that our family's assets are secure, and secure by having physical gold, physical silver that we own, we hold, we can hold it in our hand. It's in a safe place where the government can't get at it. Thieves can't get at it. It's going to be safe from floods or whatever else might, or calamity may happen. And it's peace of mind. It's an insurance policy that is private and you own and you control. No matter what happens, you still got a backup plan. Right, Steve?
Correct. That's it, you know, and it's. And it's, I say this every time I'm on the show with you. Insurance is so crucial to everything you have in life. You insure your house, you know, and your house is worth a bunch of money. You insure your car. You insure your boat. You insure whatever object that you have worth of value. Why wouldn't you insure the money in your bank or in your retirement account or in your pension? Insurance is so crucial to make sure that when things happen, you can still get by. So, you know, everybody just needs to you know, don't procrastinate. Try to take advantages now. The problem is if you wait and you wait for things to fall and you go, you know, this is going to happen down the road. It's not. Down the road isn't that far. If you think that Trump can wait until the next election or the next term, I think you're mistaken. He can't plan this out and say, well, I'm going to get reelected. He knows better than that.
That's so right.
You have to take cautions now. You have to get involved now, and if you don't and you wait for it to happen, gold's going to double or triple while this thing happens, and you're going to get in later, which is going to be fine if you finally get some gold. But why would you wait to get in at $3,000 on the way to $5,000 or $10,000 gold? You could have got in at $1,300. It doesn't make
right.
a lot of sense.
Right. Well, gold as we speak is right at $1,300. Silver's at $15. These are really bargain basement prices, artificially depressed, by the way. Now, at your website at goldwealthfinancial.com, you have something called the blog, where there's a series of articles. There's a couple here that I think beginners may like, Silver Investing for Beginners, and another article titled Gold Investing for Beginners. And, of course, your Rookie Mistakes Guide. That's a free download. If you have internet access and a printer, I would just go ahead and print it out. If you don't have internet access, just give Steve a call. He'll be glad to mail you a copy of the Rookie Mistakes Guide. Steve's telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. He's down there at Cave Creek, Arizona, in a brick-and-mortar office. This is not something set up in a little home office in the corner of his living room. This is a real brick-and-mortar business with real employees, real desks, real file cabinets, a coffee maker in the back room. It's the real deal, isn't it, Steve?
Well, you're on point with the coffee maker. That's the first thing everybody runs to as soon as they walk in the door.
Well, I'm setting up a communications radio shack at my place, and I got a real nice coffee maker for it. Point being, Steve's serious about this. This is not, Steve's not an Uber driver trying to sell gold and silver coins on the side. This is Steve's life. And the men and women that work there, this is their lives. They actually believe in what they're doing. You know, most people that sell Corvettes don't own a Corvette, Steve.
Right. That's true.
That's true. They don't.
Yeah.
Steve is the real deal, and he understands this business up and down, left to right. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know, I didn't know until recently, that you could have gold and silver in your IRA. It's a wonderful idea. Many IRAs are subject to problems such as inflation or, in the event of an invested IRA, fluctuations in the stock market. Few people realize there's a smaller alternative, a precious metals IRA. Contact Steve at GoldWealthFinancial.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 480-440-7100. Be sure and ask for the Rookie Mistakes Guide. It's free. He'll mail it to you. If you don't have internet access, he'll drop a copy in the mail to you. If you do have internet access, it's a free download at his website at GoldWealthFinancial.com. Great people, great service. Get in contact with my friend Steve Hunt. Thank you very much.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 11th of April, visiting with Steve Hunt, the proprietor of Gold Wealth Financial. That website's at goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link at my website at libertyman.com. If you don't have internet access and you'd like a free copy of the Rookie Mistakes Guide, just give Steve a call. Here's his telephone number, 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Well, Steve, I look at this matter of gold and silver coins and bullion as insurance. Also, the same way I look at freeze-dried food, the same way I look at ammunition, the same way I look at a good stock of merino wool socks, quite frankly. All these things are forms of insurance, and hopefully when there's a couple interested, that both spouses will be on board. If one spouse thinks it's a waste of family finances to get gold and silver, I like to let them know that the doubting spouse, that it's just another form of insurance. That puts it into a category that's easy to understand because we're surrounded in American culture, Western society. We have all types of insurance, homeowners insurance, car insurance, health insurance, life insurance, liability insurance. And gold and silver is just another form of insurance, isn't it, sir?
Well, it sure is. And the thing about this is you can actually go back in history and read about it. You can see what happened to currency back in 1933 when they confiscated gold and they paid you $20 an ounce. And then they said, okay, now that we've confiscated your gold, you can buy it back for $35. I mean, how do you wrap your mind around that and say that the same thing is not going to happen and that we'll be okay? I mean, if you have $100,000 in your savings account and you wake up tomorrow and you have $25,000, would you be okay with it? Nobody would. I mean, if you had $10,000 in your bank account, would you be happy with $2,500? You know, the thing is you've got to look at this and say, I'm just trying to find a way to insure myself. No one is going to ever tell you to put 100% of your net worth in anything. You shouldn't put even, 50% of your net worth in anything. You should always try to diversify yourself. You know, I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Nebraska. And I grew up on a farm, and I'm the first person that's ever going to tell you. Farmland is huge to me. I like having land. You know, it's a great asset to have. You can't create more of it, so you can't devalue it in value. I'm not a big believer in structures, but, having big assets is the best thing you can do for insurance. And I'm going to tell every single person the exact same thing. And if, your banker or your doctor told you to get insurance, I'm sure you would do it. And if a financial person, look, if Nostradamus was at your door and said, you're going to get in a car crash when you leave today, better put on your seatbelt, you'd put it on. Right. And the thing that everybody's looking at this, you're heading towards a financial disaster. This is your seatbelt. This is your insurance policy.
Right.
You've got to take precautions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this information will help you understand, ladies and gentlemen. This will be the portal to gain access to Steve and his people's expertise to do it right the first time. There's many men and women out there, companies out there that are unscrupulous that will sell you things that are priced way above their actual value. And if you want to avoid that, you need to contact Steve at Gold Wealth Financial and avoid the pitfalls. Get a copy of the Rookie Mistakes Guide and avoid the mistakes that many thousands of men and women have made over the years of paying too much for something that they don't need to be paying that much for. Right, Steve?
Yeah, that's the problem. Is you got to do your research about who you're buying from. Don't invest with a company that you can't read about or you don't know anything about the person who's doing it or the owner is. There's nothing about the owner. If there's a person who owns a gold company, there should be plenty of articles about the person, or they have written something somewhere that you can find out about who they are. And I guarantee you, if someone's had anything wrong done to them by a gold company or they've been wronged, you're going to find it online. I mean, in today's day and age, it's the best thing about the internet is everybody is going to be the first one to tell you when something's not right about a company or about a restaurant or whatever the case is. So, do your research and look it up online. And if you don't have internet access, we talk about for some of your listeners, call me up and I'll look it up for you. If you want to go somewhere local, and I'll tell you whether or not they're good or bad.
So you grew up on a farm in the Midwest.
Oh, yeah. And Nebraska.
Soybeans, corn, wheat?
Corn.
Corn.
Lots of corn.
Oh, lots of corn. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a process. This is an education. You just don't jump in there with both feet. You need to take your time, read the Rookie Mistakes Guide, educate yourself, and in context, Steve, right?
Yes, sir.
That's it. Steve, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Thursday. We appreciate it.
I look forward to it. Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right. We have about an hour break. We'll be back with Open Lines. Stay tuned.
Here's a little song.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.cannonsmith.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right. Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 11th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have had a dramatic price reduction on the John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise coming up in October. You need to check that out. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be talking in depth, one-on-one, about things that are very important, things I can't really talk about on the air here. It'll be a great cruise, a great time, possibly even a second honeymoon like Jimmy from Florida is doing. So you need to check that out. Also, my website, Open Source Intelligence. A friend of mine, we became friends. We worked together on a homicide. He's a former counterintelligence officer, U.S. military counterintelligence officer. He puts this together every day of the week. We work diligently to get it posted. I'm going to click on it here and see what the date is on this current one. April the 9th, so it's just 2 days old. Dozens of interesting articles from all over the planet. Seriously, you need to really check that out. And, of course, the Energy Planner. This is my home business. Under product, there's a drop-down menu, the Energy Planner. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Seriously, is it going to fix itself? The energy cleaner will help repair that pain and get you the best night's sleep you've had since you were a child. $285, shipping included to American zip codes. I'm taking delivery of a fresh batch just manufactured today, sometime this evening, but from Tom Berryhill. I ship these things all over the planet. I ship the mattress pads all over the planet. Sometimes there's an issue. Lady in Spain, we shipped it there twice. Couldn't get through their silliness they've got there in Spain. I had to ship it to her friend in Ireland, and she visited her friend in Ireland to get her energy cleaner. But we'll get it to you. One way or the other, we will get it to you. The energy cleaner is $285 shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads, they do vary in price. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. I have a toll-free airline 24 hours a day for the energy cleaner. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Getting back to what I was talking about the first half hour of this show today, this whole deal about the Antarctic is, I find, fascinating. I do truly believe that understanding what's going on in the Antarctic is critical, absolutely critical, to understand this world we live on, who's really running these things. There's so much to this. It's very foundational to everything else. So I'm reaching out to, we have listeners, a lot of current and prior military people. If you've been to the Antarctic, you have information that you need to get out, but you can't, you're fearful, write an anonymous letter. Do not sign it. Do not give your return address, email address, phone number, anything like that. And drop it in the mail to me. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Mail from a zip code you don't live in. Mail it from a state you don't live in. You can figure this out. I have friends all over the country. If I need to mail something anonymously, I just mail it to them and I say, hey, can you drop this in your mailbox nearby? That's what I do. First class letter with no return address is very, very anonymous. If you've been to the Antarctic and you'd like to get some information out about what you saw down there, what you did down there, get that letter to me. A radio talk show and a radio talk show host can become a private intelligence service if you choose it to be so. And I've chosen that direction for my radio show. People I talk to, it's breathtaking. My Rolodex has some pretty scary people in it because of who they are and what they do and who they're connected to. Yes, I'm monitored. And good morning to my monitors. This has been quite a while ago. My St. Louis show, one of the agents that monitor me, he had a better archive of all my shows than I did, or even than the radio station did. How about that? And I know that because I've seen it. I've seen the archive. So getting back to the Antarctic. Popes have people come to them. They don't go to other people. When you're the Pope, everybody comes to you. President Kennedy went to the Pope. The Pope didn't come to President Kennedy. So why did the Pope go to the Antarctic? Why did the leader of the Eastern Orthodox Church go to the Antarctic? Why did Vladimir Putin go to the Antarctic? And the Secretary of State, John Kerry, go to the Antarctic? Why did they do that? Well, it was very important. Obviously, whoever they talked to was not going to come to them. Those things are obvious. Was there something to see that could only be seen down there? I believe so. Somebody to talk to that could only be talked to down there that had the clout to summon the United States Secretary of State, summon the Pope, to summon Vladimir Putin, to summon the head of the Eastern Orthodox Church, and Lord knows who else, owners of transnational corporations, leaders of countries that aren't important enough to be newsworthy. Well, I'm going to get through this book. It's 400, let's see how many pages. What's the page count on this thing? Scroll down here a little bit. 452 pages. It's going to take me probably to the middle of the end of next week to get through this thing, with given my all the responsibilities I have. And I'll probably read his other books in the same series. The Secret Space Programs. Fascinating stuff. I'm learning. The more I learn about World War II, the more I learn that Adolf Hitler was just a figurehead, basically, is what he was. He was recruited to do what he did by these transnational corporations that were pretty much both in the manufacturing industry and banking industry, that needed somebody with his charisma, his ability to unite the German people to do what they did. He was just another pawn, is all he was. And that's what happened back there, beginning, in the early 1930s. He really came to power about 1933. What would that be, about 85 years ago? Give or take a little bit. These corporations, these banking interests, these manufacturing corporations, they have not gone away. The technology that they were accessing, by 1947, they had fully operational aircraft that even today, by today's standards, would exceed anything that we can do. They're called UFOs. Let's back up a bit. The source of the knowledge to build these things was extraterrestrial on one hand, but the people building them are human beings born and raised on this planet. That's the evidence I'm aware of. There's a conference coming up. Steve Quayle's putting together. I've talked to Steve, offered to be one of the speakers. He's got everybody lined up. This conference takes place in Branson, Missouri, the 13th, 14th, 15th of September, down there in Branson. True Legends, Answering the Alien Question. Well, I don't have a whole lot to contribute, but I would contribute what I could, and I let Steve know that, you know, if he needs somebody on standby in case somebody has a last-minute departure and can't be there, I'd be glad to fill in and be part of his conference. And I've known Steve. I used to have Steve on my St. Louis radio show back in the mid to late 90s. He was a regular guest, and I got to know Steve pretty well during that period of time. He doesn't do as many guest appearances as he used to, but maybe I'll have Steve back on here now that my show is not at such an early time. He's in Montana on mountain time, and the time frame I had before here would have been coming on at 5 o'clock in the morning, and Steve doesn't need to do that. But now that he can come on at a later time, maybe we can get Steve back, and he can talk about some of these things. Now, most of these UFOs are human-built aircraft, human technology. Yeah, they got the knowledge from aliens. I am convinced of that. I wish I knew more about it. There was a retired Air Force colonel that I went to church with. He personally saw the alien beings. He saw them himself. Pastor of my church did not want to hear it. He simply did not want to hear it. It did not fit with his worldview. But that was reality. That was reality. I've talked to men who personally held the alien technology in their hands. And Boeing has this technology. Other companies have this technology. Sometimes they don't understand it themselves, and they're trying to reverse engineer what they've got their hands on. It's a fascinating area. It really is. What's going on at the Antarctic? I'm getting a more clear picture. Reading the book I'm reading is helpful. It doesn't have all the answers. It's going to be a quest, like other investigations I've conducted most of my adult life, to really get down to the details, meet and shake hands with the first-hand witnesses and debrief them. That's how I do this. I meet the men and women who've actually been there. Like my friend Ann Morrison, for example. Hi, Ann, if you're listening, good morning. I spent better part of a day debriefing her on what she observed and knew about. And that's how I do it. I'm a homicide detective. That's what homicide detectives do. They locate witnesses and they interview them or debrief them, synonyms. That's how I get it done. That's what I bring to the table, is the ability to locate witnesses and take their statements, debrief them, if you will. And that's become my new quest, my new investigation, to locate the witnesses who've been to the Antarctic, have made first-hand observations, actually did things down there, and interview these men and debrief these men and women so I can report back to all of you. By October, when we go on this cruise, I'll have a lot more information that I can discuss in great detail when we're having our morning coffee, when we're having dinner together in the evening, and we have our discussion groups during the day, once a day while we're in port, twice a day while we're at sea. We'll have discussion groups and educational material on the cruise. You'll learn a lot, and I can't say if we'll have any firsthand witnesses going with us. I was talking to my friend Jeff. He really wants to go on this cruise. Jeff up in Metro Denver area, a physicist. We don't have firm commitments yet from some others that would really add to this journey. I'll be talking to Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist, today about some things regarding nuclear physics. And I think I know the answers, but I need clarity from a real nuclear scientist, which I am not. I'm a homicide detective. I'm a radio talk show host. What do I know about nuclear physics? Not a whole lot. I may know more than some other people, but it's not my area of expertise. I have some thoughts I want to kick around with them as to this technology. And Steve will gladly fill me in on the blanks and add to my knowledge base. I want to encourage you to read Steve Quayle's book, Empire Beneath the Ice. There's two parts to it. One is the historical record that we know for a fact is true and accurate. And then there's part of the book where he extrapolates and gets into what is probably going on there based on what we really do know. And the book I'm reading right now, I believe, will get into these areas also. How much extrapolation? I don't know. But this book is titled Antarctica's Hidden History, Corporate Foundations of Secret Space Programs. Part of the Secret Space Program series. This book was published right at a year ago, March 25th last year. So it's right at a year old. The author is Dr. Michael Salla, S-A-L-L-A, Sierra Alpha, Lima, Lima Alpha. Over 450 pages. Like I say, with all my other responsibilities, it'll take me about a week to get through it. Not a big book. 450 pages is not a big deal. So it's going to be a quick read. It is a quick read. It's a page turner. So far, I'm learning bits and pieces. There are some refreshers of things I already knew, like International Telephone and Telegraph and the role they played in World War II. Ford Motor Company, the role they played in World War II. These technical aviation companies that want to have access to alien technology and recreate alien technology here on this planet. I learned 30 years ago that much of what we take for granted, such as these marvelous smartphones and things of that nature, a lot of that is no more than reverse engineered alien technology. That's what a lot of it is. We went from test tube radios to solid-state radios in a very, very short period of time. There's three engineers that are given credit with developing transistors, for example. I've been told from private sources that they didn't develop that. All I did was reverse engineer alien technology. That's all they did to come up with this technology that went from test tube radios to solid-state radios. That was a massive leap forward. Massive. Going from a Model T Ford to a Corvette overnight. That's what they did. So there's a lot to learn there. And I find it personally fascinating to learn it. And as I learn these things, I will be incrementally revealing it to all of you out there. If you're a military veteran and have firsthand evidence, firsthand knowledge of what's going on in the Antarctic, drop a letter in the mail to me. Do it anonymously. No return address, not mailed from your zip code. And I'll get that information also. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know it, but Gold Wealth Financial is also a broker for precious metals. Yes, he buys and sells precious metals. That would be gold and silver bullion, bars and rounds, and gold coins and silver coins. If you have gold coins and silver coins and bullion and rounds you want to sell, give him a call. He'd be glad to talk to you, arrange a fair price, and get cash in your pocket. His website's goldwealthfinancial.com. His telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Great people, great service. You'll be very glad that you contact them. Thank you very much. Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 11th of April. We got our last caller on hold here. We got Chance in West Virginia. Good morning, Chance.
Hello, John. You know, speaking of Antarctica, I've read in Bill Cooper's book, Behold the Pale Horse a while back, and I found it kind of hard to believe at that time. But now with everything evil that's happening, like the deliberate poisoning of people's food, water, and air, I see how demonic these things are, that they've got to be beyond the human realm to a degree. And getting back to Antarctica, as crazy as this may sound to a lot of folks, I try to keep my mind open to these things now. And I'm thinking for powerful people who don't answer to anybody, but yet go down there, it's got to be something beyond our understanding. And the only thing I could think of, and tell me what you think about this. I can't say this for sure, but I don't tend to discount it in this day and age. Either the Antichrist down there, or one of these captured aliens that have plans for this country, and our rulers seem to go along with it. I think it's something on that level. I know it sounds a little offbeat, but I'm starting to tend to believe this because nothing makes sense today. Do you? What is your opinion of that?
Well, you touched on something there. Let's talk about people who don't answer to anybody. We were talking about the Secretary of State of the United States, the Pope, the head of the Eastern Orthodox Church, Vladimir Putin. Maybe they do answer to somebody, Chance, and that's why they went down there, to report to the person that they do answer to.
Exactly.
And it's the information I've got right now is that these would be Germans who have so much power, weapons so powerful, that nobody can challenge them. Nobody.
Or it could be, like I said, I know it's hard to digest. You got to remember, John, it's also noted that President Eisenhower apparently saw one of these alien beings. He witnessed that, he saw it, he was taken to it. And a couple days later, he was so upset or what is the correct word, traumatized, he had that heart attack.
Well, there's also stories that he met with alien beings also and reached some kind of accommodation or agreement with them. Well, hopefully we'll find out more information and get some details here, Chance.
Yeah, it's pretty, you know, you perked up my interest now regarding Antarctica, because if that's the case, it's got to be connected somehow to what's going to happen worldwide. And how it's going to affect us, there's a very good possibility. Okay, John,
well,
thank you now.
Thank you for the call, Chance. We appreciate it. We're not going to take any more. Thank you, sir. No more calls. This hour, we're just about out of time. Well, it's a quest. It's a journey. It's an investigation for myself. I've done hundreds and hundreds of investigations the past more than a half century, going back to my being an intelligence analyst in Vietnam. And it will be an ongoing journey. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever get for guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-